Everything good? Oh, there we go. All right. Thank you, Jennifer, for recording. Welcome, everybody, to this special City Council meeting. This was necessary to be able to implement the wrap tax that was passed by the voters in November. We had to do it by the end of this month. So let's make sure we can do business. I'm going to call out your name. You say if you're here. Councilman Plummer. Looks like he's present. He's not saying anything, but he's present on his mic's muted. Councilwoman Heyman, her mic.
Yes, present.
Okay, beautiful. Councilman.
I'm present. Sorry, I'm trying to figure this out.
Thank you. Councilman Bangeter.
Present.
Thank you. Councilwoman Meekum. She's there, but or she's muted. And we'll let her figure it out. And Councilwoman Hurst.
Present.
Awesome. So four of the five he answered. Councilwoman Meekum looks like she's in, but she's muted. So hopefully she can figure that out. So we have a quorum. So you have a document in front of you that was with the packet. Is there any questions on that document? Well, sure. First off, I'll turn it over to Lisa to talk about the document, what we had to do.
Great. Thank you. And thanks to Nate for thinking about this during one of our budget retreat meetings. So he was definitely multitasking. But anyway, he asked if we needed an ordinance on this wrap tax that was approved by the voters last November. And because we have had an ordinance in the past. And the answer is yes. So we're hoping to implement our wrap tax as of April 1st. And there are two things that we have to do by statute. So just because the voters approved it back in November, by statute, the city council still has to say, yes, we want to impose this wrap tax. So I looked back in our meetings and didn't see clearly that we've actually said, voted a majority vote of the city council, you want to impose the wrap tax. So we're asking you, number one, majority vote to impose the wrap tax. I've added a paragraph in the ordinance that does that. So if you adopt this ordinance 2026-07, section one specifically says we hereby vote, majority vote to impose the wrap tax. The second thing the statutes require is that we, by ordinance, describe how we're going to distribute the funds from the wrap tax. And historically, we've just adopted an entire chapter in our financial code just saying we've adopted this wrap tax or we've reauthorized it. It's good for 10 years. Its effective date is April 1st, 2026. And then a brief description of what we can use the funds for and how we're going to distribute those, which is basically what we mentioned in our original wrap tax ballot. So we're just recommending that you approve this. Just to be safe, Nate did notify the tax commission like November 25th of last year saying, yes, we want to do this. We're going to do this. So in some ways as staff, we feel like we've done this. We think the tax commission knows, the tax commission is on board, ready to go April 1st. But given some of the technicalities that have come up with the property tax, we thought we better be safe. So we're going to do this same ordinance. And just to be safe, I also said that this ratification, it's a ratification and retroactive back to the date that the city provided the Utah Tax Commission with notice of our intent, which was clear back in November of last year. So we just recommend if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. But I think this is just something that we want to get taken care of before April 1st. So we're sorry we didn't think about it sooner, but we thought about it soon enough.
So I have a statement and then a question. I think it passed, like, I can't remember exactly, about 62% of the vote or something like that. But if any of you remember, holler. Second thing is, this is not like a property tax then, Lisa, where we need a public hearing on it?
That's correct. Yes, because it already went to a vote of the people, and the vote of the
Okay.
people said, yes, we want this. We support this.
And that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure it was out there, so somebody didn't say something, hey, why didn't we have a public hearing? So that answers that question. I didn't have any others right now. Does any council members have any questions?
No.
Not seeing anybody unmute, so I suppose you're all okay with it? No questions for Lisa?
I don't have any questions, and I'm happy to make the motion if that's where we're at.
Yeah, I don't see anybody raising their hand or unmuting, so make the motion. All of you are going to have to give us a yay, so figure out how to unmute or raise your hand or do something.
Okay.
I'll need a second too.
I'll
Go ahead,
second that.
Councilwoman Hurst. Councilwoman Hurst, did you make the motion?
Yes, I'm just going to say so moved according to what Lisa described.
Oh, say, sorry, I was talking, I missed that. And then I heard a second by
Yes.
Councilwoman Meacham, right?
No,
Okay.
that was me. Amen.
Oh, sorry, Councilwoman Heyman. All right. You're just not sitting in the same spot, so I'm not used to where you're at, So, okay, let's vote. Let's see. I have Councilwoman Hirsch, who's unmuted. Vote.
Aye.
Councilman Bangeter.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meacham.
Aye.
Councilman Plummer.
Aye.
And Councilwoman Heyman.
Aye.
Beautiful. Passes 5-0. Thank you, everybody, for taking time, and some of you, even for those of you that are traveling. I don't believe there's anything else that we need to discuss. Did I miss anything at all, staff?
No, thank you. Thanks
Okay.
everybody for taking this time.
So, yes, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and for doing it, everyone. So, look for a motion to adjourn then.
So moved.
Motion.
All right,
Second.
second. Great. Thank you, everybody. Have a great Tuesday evening.